put on your favorite shirt, and hope for the best, because this week's discovery goes out on a nerve-wracking blind date. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Most of us could tell some blind date horror stories about the setup that went terribly wrong. And in Then I Met You by author Matt Dunn, a couple is sent on an ill-advised blind date that goes from bad to worse before turning into something that could possibly have potential. The story goes on an unexpected date with Simon, a lonely barista who gave up on love 2 years ago after the love of his life was killed in an accident. Convinced that Simon needs to get himself back on the market, his best friend Will sets him up on a blind date for a feature in the local paper, without Simon's knowledge. He soon meets Lisa, who has horrible taste in men. From the beginning, the two bicker and clash, but they eventually begin to realize that it might not be the worst date ever. Now, from the start, Then I Met You is filled with ups and downs, even more than the typical relationship. It definitely doesn't help that Simon nearly runs Lisa over before they even meet, and what follows is one disaster after another. It's pretty obvious that these two don't get along. But of course, there's more to this story. And as one mishap after another keeps the two together, their long, lingering disaster of a date turns into the hint of something else. Unfortunately, though, at times, the characters just aren't especially likable. Their history of heartbreak doesn't really excuse them from being obstinate and rude. Since it's a romantic comedy, readers are supposed to root for the unlikely pair to overcome the obstacles and meet in the middle in the end. But at times, you'll feel so bad for the person on the other end of the childish behavior and nasty comments that you'll just want them to go their separate ways and put each other out of their misery. But is it worth meeting up with these potential partners? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Matt Dunn knows how to take the typical rom-com and turn it into something new, but this one isn't his best. While Then I Met You offers some fun twists on the same old story, the characters won't exactly leave you with a warm, fuzzy feeling. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Then I Met You by Matt Dunn is 321 easygoing but exasperating pages long and is available from Lake Union Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.